Oh, and the guilt I felt if I didn't get my laptop out to complete that piece of work I'd left unfinished when I'd escaped the office earlier. Why did no one talk to each other on the commuter trains? We were all the same people, same carriage, stuck in our ways, heads in the newspapers and in the clouds, rarely a nod to each other. Ah, but when there was a problem, signal fault at Basingstoke, leaves on the line, too much white stuff when it dusted with snow, or sadly a jumper at Clapham Junction. Heaven forbid we'd be late for our team meeting. Then we'd chat and commiserate with each other. It's funny looking at what normal was back then. The only day I used to look forward to was Saturday, because Sunday became the day before the rat race again. I'd start to get that back-to-school feeling I remembered from when I was a child. I'd been working for Lloyds Bank in various guises for over 20 years. I'd enjoyed the roles and responsibilities, but it was hard work. Holidays were a great release, but I'd only ever get two consecutive weeks once a year, and only 30 days in total. It didn't seem like much. With a loving husband, John, two children, Robert and Laura, and an elderly mother, my life was pretty full. Robert was 19, going on 20, and had settled in at university, so had effectively left home. Laura was 17 and at